What do you mean? You think aliens are real now?
I've always thought that, in a way, yeah. Like, I don't believe in no Bigfoot, but dude, we are not the only ones in this universe. Like, I'm not saying that they're fucking, like, have special, like, fucking powers or anything, but...
But they're definitely here, right?
We're not the only intelligent species.
I don't know if they're here. I don't believe in lizard people and shit.
Do you think they're interdimensional?
Okay, you don't believe in the lizards, huh? All right.
Yeah, I don't
Have you been listening
to
the show?
I haven't had time, dude.
Bro, come on. Listen to the show and then call me back.
Listen how disappointed he was.
You'll tell me how much you believe in the lizards.
Yeah, well, come on now.
Aliens. I wouldn't be freaked out if they came down and landed. I wouldn't be like, oh my god, that's a fucking alien.
Okay. Super scared.
No, I'd be like, oh, that's a fucking alien. I have to go to work, bro. You know what I mean?
I know that's right. But
cool, dude.
Do you think they're physical?
I'm a bear. Whoever's talking to them first, they don't speak for me, bro.
Hey, that's fair. That's a good point, actually. I like that you said that. Do we need someone to talk for us at that point?
Like, fuck yeah, dude. I was gonna say fucking Tom Hanks, but I was Morgan now. Freeman. I fucking designate fucking Morgan Freeman, dude, because nobody.
Ooh, that's a good A. I like it. I like that. Now, or should we send like the biggest dude possible? Like Thor?
Well, first off, no. Okay. You got to find the biggest douchebag first because that's going to be the dummy, right? You send the biggest douchebag up there, then if they kill him, that means fucking war and we're all going to die. Or we can send somebody that can actually speak to everybody and we'll be okay.
Right. We got to start with a pawn, though, for sure. Gotta play chess, right? Douchebag. It's gotta
the
be chess.
Biggest douchebag. How about fucking Dr. Fossey going up there and talking to him about a pandemic?
Oh my god, we'd be fucked. But see, I think that they would know that our leadership is completely incompetent.
I would hope so.
Yeah, I don't think they're gonna be like, yeah, Mr. Biden, we totally think you're legit. even though you can't Mr. put Biden. Together one coherent sentence, you are the person we want to talk to, this enlightened, extremely intelligent species.
The most, I mean, out of America, out of I don't know how many fucking people, the two best people that you could give us is Donald Trump and Joe Biden.
My goodness.
You're fucking kidding me.
Yeah, bro.
You know what?
Two really old white dudes. That makes sense.
Their balls hang down to their fucking knees and shit. Like, it don't work no more.
I mean, my balls hang down to my feet.
But
what
if the aliens also have extremely saggy scroties?
Ooh.
Oh, and it's a battle of the scrotums?
Yeah. Oh, they're like, hey, we recognize you as one of us. So
you have
of course.
A bigger scrotum than me.
Oh, shit. What if, because Biden's got an even saggier nutsack. They elect him as a leader of them.
The superior nutsack.
Biden's got the superior nutsack, so therefore he is deserving of our rulership too.
Just all wrinkly and fucking.
Oh my god,
knees.
Dude! That's how you know there's something going on with the Matrix.
Oof, that too white. In a time
Something's
of all
going
this,
on, dude.
The time then, of all this wokeness, we have the two whitest dudes possible.
Hey, going on the caveat of a fucking like federal government shit.
Okay,
I think I figured out a way legally. I don't know what because there's no laws on me paying federal tax.
Okay, wait, stop. We are recording, so if you don't want somebody to hear what you're about to say, don't say it.
Yeah, then no.
My brother. Hey, I feel you. That makes
all
sense.
All I can tell you, fraud is doing something by not telling them, and evasion is something that you're lying about. But if you give them a call, just tell them, you know what? Fuck you. I ain't paying your taxes. I ain't paying my federal tax, but I'm going to pay my state tax. You'll be fine. I don't know what your repercussions are because it ain't fraud. You just fuck you.
Yo, hey, did you go up to Ray's yesterday by any chance?
No, I did. I didn't even know that was going on, bro.
Man. Apparently, there's a bunch of people there. Like, some politicians showed up, those fucking cocksuckers.
Yeah, I'm about to go into Prize Chopper.
Okay, well,
I got told yesterday at Casey's that they were not going to serve me my lottery ticket, my energy drink, until I put it on a mask. I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
Wow.
And she goes, I can't because people have been calling in.
You were already at the counter.
They have a fucking telephone line that you call in. If you see somebody or a business, you can report a business.
What?
Yeah.
A snitch line.
Yeah.
Man. And fucking, that's going to get leaked.
Yeah, Green Valley's full of fucking Karens, bro.
Oh, man. Full of them. People just caring too much. I don't know what to tell you.
All right, Brandon. We'll let you get out of here.
Oh, man.
Continue your shopping.
Sorry for bothering you and ruining your Black Panther party.
My brother.
Yeah, fuck you, man. Too right,
oh, you guys, my goodness. You guys be good.
All right, brother. Man. Appreciate you.
Later, man.
Later.
That's hilarious. That's old BJ for you.
Yeah.
Love it.
Welcome to P3, everybody.
Purple Pill.
Hello.
This here is with Dilly.
Yo.
Just in case you missed our live stream, he was on it. Well, what were we talking about before he called?
Aliens.
Aliens, you want to call Jay and bug him and make it sound like we're not recording until he starts to say something fucked up?
That's
then
what
we'll have to tell him.
That's really fucked up.
Fuck it.
Don't do that to him.
Yellow.
That's really fucked up. Don't do that to him.
That's fucked up, but whatever.
Now, why are you bugging this dude again?
Because I love him.
It's on pause, right?
No. We are still going.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
What's up, man?
You think of something for us?
I have not.
Oh, what the fuck, man?
I told you, I've been doing my fantasy football stuff, man.
Bro, go watch some Gematria videos on YouTube and then place your bets. I'm telling you, you'll thank me later.
Dude, why don't you figure out why my Facebook stuff is all banned?
Are you sharing titties on Facebook?
No.
Why not?
I'm not. Dude, I don't do anything on Facebook.
Why not?
Why?
Obviously you do because they kicked you off.
Dude, the last thing I shared is in our group chat where it has a picture of someone next to a tire saying, got my tires all glossed up. And those things look like a bowling ball. Like,
oh, shit.
It's the last thing.
Yeah, fucking Justin's trying to be an asshole.
It's all good. I wouldn't expect anything less.
Yeah.
Fuck that guy.
Trying to trap you, my guy. Don't let him do it.
No, I wasn't going to let you say some fucked up shit.
He's going to let you some fucked up shit.
Uh-oh.
Probably.
I'm moving around here, folks.
Asshole.
All right. That's well, true. Since that's that, I guess. Bye, Jay.
Sorry to break your heart, guys.
Yeah, well, not the first time.
Yeah.
I won't be the last either. All
right. Love you. Bye.
I love you too, man. Take it easy.
Fucking hilarious.
Man.
Fucking hilarious.
All right. Anyways, welcome to P3. Thanks for tuning in. I think we're going to bullshit about some aliens today. We got somebody who's been wanting to talk to us about aliens.
Yeah, definitely. I'm excited.
Yeah. So, make sure you like, share, subscribe. It helps our page with the algorithm, and maybe it'll let us reach some people instead of a few.
Yeah, maybe actually reach some of you guys.
So we appreciate all of you for tuning in this week. Like I said, we got aliens on the agenda with Dilly.
Yep. I'm excited. I can't wait.
Well, let's fucking get into it. You and me were talking to each other about the movie Interstellar. Yep. Have you seen Interstellar?
I don't think so.
McConaughey, when he like goes through the black hole at the end of the movie, he spends the whole time going to like the planets, and there's the one with the giant waves, and he gets washed up in the waves and stuff.
I don't think so. I don't think I've seen that one.
Okay, well, it's dope. It's super dope. So the Earth like is a pretty much a wasteland at this point. Like, it's just a dust cloud. And they can pretty much only grow corn and like a few other vegetables. They make a reference to the last okra field being burned. They're burning it because it's not going to produce anymore. They can't do anything with it. They use all the nutrients in the soil, and then they don't get rain anymore. So they send people into space through a wormhole to like other areas that have solar systems and stuff to try and find a habitable planet.
Wait. Now, here's the kicker. The wormhole that's in our solar system, guess where it's at?
In the center of our solar system?
Next to Saturn.
Next to Saturn.
And they make that like abundantly clear in the show, in the movie, because they have to slingshot around other planets to get like acceleration to get there without burning all their fuel up and whatnot, because they need the fuel to also navigate to these other solar systems and stuff, because they can't visit them all.
Oh shit.
They have limited fuel, so they've got to pick a destination.
But so this is definitely
it's a one-way trip
now,
based on a true story type of shit.
We aren't gonna watch what we say when it comes to like spoiler alerts, because the movie's been out for a while.
Yeah, it's
been so the whole basis is that Matthew McConaughey gets these coordinates that's underneath this carpet in like
dust strings. His daughter leaves a window open, and there's a dust storm, and they fall in a pattern.
Yeah. Like, and it turns out to be coordinates. Floor. So Matthew McConaughey is like this super smart engineer, used to work for NASA. Well, he figures out that his coordinates, him and his daughter drive to the coordinates. Turns out it's like the last NASA base, because with the recession and there's no more military and all this other stuff, that public appearance, to keep public appearance up and to keep the space program alive, they push it kind of underground. So it's like a black government
right
project type deal.
Mm-hmm.
So they've already sent people through Gargantua, which is this black hole that's located right next to Saturn.
It's huge.
And it goes into another solar system where there's three planets that have potential candidates for a new Earth. Because they're trying to get people off the Earth and to go there and recolonize another planet that's more habitable.
Yep.
Holy.
They have colonized embryos in this spaceship that they're flying.
Fertilized.
And they're shooting like these
eggs
through.
They're fertilized eggs that are frozen.
Yes. To go into another solar system.
Well, they're going through the wormhole to go to the other solar system.
So now what happened was they've already had an expedition through it. So there's
a few
astronauts on these planets already.
They were supposed to land beacons and say habitable, not habitable, so or whatever.
They're sending Matthew McConaughey and a new team to go gather their information and to save them, because they're in a hibernated state.
Mm-hmm.
Once they got there and did their work, they just went into hibernation.
Holy.
The communication is only one way through the wormhole, and that's why they have to send Matthew McConaughey over there, is to get the information, because it's a one-way tunnel of information. It doesn't go the other way.
Because of the quantum fields are fucked up because of the black hole.
Yeah.
So now they get there, and of course, Matt Damon's the fucking asshole. He's the bad guy.
Yeah, he's a fuck so boy.
So plan A is them sending the entire NASA building is a spaceship.
Built like underground,
so
essentially.
So plan A is to load it as much people as they can onto this spaceship and go to the new planet, whichever one they found that is more habitable. That's where they're going to send people.
But the thing is,
that's plan A. Plan B is they have fertilized embryos, and that's how they're going to recolonize the planet. So as long as one person makes it to the new planet with the embryos,
it's fine.
But plan B is actually plan A, because the head scientist, his algorithms or his equations were wrong. So jump forward to the end of the movie.
Time out. His equations are for the for gravity, so they can figure out gravity, so this spaceship will just lift off of the ground. That's what this equation is.
But they can't get past the time variable.
Time.
Because it's relative, and they don't know how to account for relativity.
Right. That's a huge part in that, too, because that's what they're trying to do, is fix gravity. Like, solve the cure of gravity.
Well, because gravity, they can use it to manipulate it to get the ship there, but they also don't, they can open up their own wormhole. So they don't have to spend 2 years flying.
Because as they explain, Saturn, space is just a grid. Just imagine a bunch of little squares, essentially. And that's how they've mapped out the universe, is based on this. Like looking at like a flat map, you know, like when you look at the lines for longitude and latitude, that's essentially what they've done for space. But like when you can learn how to bend those lines, that's what that is that dignifies gravity. That's what that is gravity and time. So when you solve gravity, you can now move those lines and make your own wormhole.
Yeah.
You can now move through space with no effort.
Holy shit.
Okay, so
now. And
we're
finding out that gravities are waves and whatnot. So
yes.
Now we're getting close to solving that, if we haven't already.
I think we already have.
Yeah.
But now in the movie, when they get to the end, so before Matthew McConaughey leaves in the beginning, he gets, I know you. You're the only pilot that could do this. You're the last one. These guys have only done simulations. You're the only person alive who's been in space.
Right.
So now you got to do it for us. So he gives his daughter a watch. Books are flying off the shelf. She thinks it's a ghost.
Like a poltergeist.
Yeah. So books are flying off the shelf. Jump to the end. I'm not going to explain the whole movie because it's a really good and sad movie. It's sad.
It's depressing.
It's sad as fuck. We just watched it.
It doesn't end on a good note.
It doesn't. It does.
It does, kind of.
Kind of. But
yikes.
Now, fast forward to the end of the movie. Matthew McConaughey, they devised this plan because Matt Damon destroyed the shuttle that they get through space, right? They have landers, which are like ships. But they dock up to the main ship, and then that's what...
It's like a small space station.
Yeah, it's a small ISS type deal. So it's all fucked up because Matt Damon's a twat. And they have a plan where they're going to drop these two ships into the black hole and use the black hole's gravity to slingshot them to the planet where they're going to colonize.
They have no fuel, so they can't do the traditional slingshot to like use the fuel to stay out of orbit. They have to drop some weight to be able to break
from the gravity. Right, so they have just enough fuel to pull them to out of the gravity, and it'll send them
for another free shot at landing on another planet.
Swing around the planet.
Because they have a limited selection of planets they can visit.
Right. So instead, Matthew McConaughey is in one of those ships, and one of the robots, the AI robots, that like an R2-D2 type deal, is in the other one. Okay.
They eject.
They drop, both of those ships drop into Gargantua, which should send them back to our solar system, and they should pop out by Saturn, which is what happens. But in the in-between, Matthew McConaughey is falling, and they drop all kinds of metaphysical and esoteric information.
The Akashic Records is where he's falling through.
See, he actually puts him into the fifth dimension.
Yeah.
So he's falling through, it looks like a library, but he catches himself on one of the ledges and he sees into his daughter's room.
From the first scene of the movie.
Right. But all around him, I was just explaining this to Jamie after we watched it. Mm-hmm. All around him are all timelines and all possibilities.
Endlessly.
Of his life.
In like just the endless column and lines. And
so
just,
it was him knocking the books off the shelf.
Right.
To spell out stay to talk in to Morse him code.
Yeah.
And since he realized he's not staying because he's looking at one of the moments where he, like right before he left, he was knocking out the book saying stay, right? So he realizes that he can't change it. So he goes to a different room and he's playing with the strings on because you can see like these like light strings, right? Yeah. Like puppet.
Like the Matrix. It's a bunch of lines.
So he's playing with the minute hand on the watch that he gave her before he left.
He's pushing on the little line.
And that through is that.
Pushing that on that. He's changing reality that way.
He realized that he solved the equation
for gravity and the fifth dimension and everything.
So what he does is in Morse code to his daughter, because she's now the head scientist at NASA, gives her the equation. She solves the equation, gets everybody off the fucking planet.
Boom. Space station. Plan A.
Wow.
They're on their way to Saturn, to Gargantua. Now, the girl that was on the mission, she's already on the planet.
Yeah.
She's all by herself. She was with
Matthew McConaughey initially.
She's got
the embryos on a planet.
So Matthew McConaughey ends up comes back into this lower dimension. And the other spaceship with R2-D2 on it comes and saves him, takes him back to Earth. So he wakes up because he had to go into hibernation to get back here from Saturn. He wakes up in the hospital on the new ship, and she's super old because there's a bunch of shit that happened on these planets where time was distorted. Fuck. So he's actually like 120 years old now.
Wow.
But he doesn't look any older.
Wow.
And they know who he is. Know who he is because he gave the formula to his daughter. So she's...
And she's like world celebrity.
Famous. Well, ship famous. She's a celebrity. She's ship, the scientist that got everybody saved.
I like that.
Yeah, she's ship the famous. Scientist that got everybody saved. Mm-hmm. So like it's awesome. It's crazy. It's,
wow.
So when she found out, that he was on the main ship that was taking the new colony to the new planet, they went back and got her, even though she was old and like on her deathbed. And she was like, she's there by herself. You got to go. I don't need you here with me anymore. I have my own family. And there's like three generations, her kids, her grandkids, her great grandkids were there. And he's still like young Matthew McConaughey.
Wow.
So then he leaves, steals one of their ships and goes ahead with that. He talks
to his daughter as an old woman.
Dude, it's so fucking sad.
Because before he even leaves, though, too, he says, like, when I get back, you might be the same age as me.
Wow.
And yeah, he says that to her.
They go to this planet where they get hit with the big tidal wave.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, 1 hour on this planet is, like...
30 years or 15 years or something? No. Well, they said 7 at first, and then they said their calculations were wrong. It was, like, 12, I think.
Yeah, it ended up being, like, 20 years. They got stuck because it's, like, a water planet.
Yep.
This big-ass wave hit them. And while they were trying to recover the information and one of the astronauts, but her plane crashed. So they were trying to get the black box.
Yikes.
But so they got stranded, and Jamie from Yellowstone, he's in it. He ends up dying on that planet.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
So they're stuck on this planet, and 20 years goes by like that because they were stuck there.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah,
dude, it's such a good fucking movie. And now,
it sounds like there's a lot of real theories and stuff.
A lot of shit. Hollywood doing its thing. But now, the fifth dimension episode, when he's talking about, because he starts going into this dialogue about, oh, like, we've evolved and that this is why, you know, just going on, right? On some crazy shit. But my point being is that reality in the lower dimensions, like our reality and time, we're like the frames on a film reel. Where he was at was between the frames. But the film reel is infinite possibilities, infinite timelines.
That's crazy.
He's like in this column and it's endless.
Time is no longer like relative in that realm.
Right.
Like it doesn't matter.
And he starts talking about how they have evolved.
And they can move through time. To utilize
this, to move through time and to see all these possibilities.
How did they describe it? But
what he was talking about.
How we walk through a doorway, it will seem like the Grand Canyon, and they can just walk through the Grand Canyon, like one step. How we would walk through a doorway.
Wow.
That's how they kind of described it.
But he talks like a higher.
The people in the movie.
Listen, he talks about they like a different species.
Right.
But what he's actually saying is us. He says they because he sees all the separate instances, all the separate timelines.
Yeah, from all the different dimensions. Because
we're actually different people. And he interacted
with them.
Manipulation of these different timelines.
So it's us into the future working through the timeline back to ourselves to give us information.
Wow.
Now this comes into the esoteric of what we're facing today. That is one of the most perfect metaphors of what we're facing today and why me and Dylan were talking about it when we were outside is why that they can predict shit is because where they're getting their information from is between the frames.
It's between the lines. They're
so they have interdimensional help.
Yeah, it's just.
You get what I'm saying?
The interdimensional help that they're getting is us from the future.
Whether it be the metaphorical mechanical Merkaba or whether it be the lizards who have figured out how to get that information.
Mm-hmm.
Or the government themselves have figured out how to get that information. But that's why they can, all this shit like doesn't make sense on one aspect. Because you're like, how do they do shit now based off of what the future holds? Because they can see it happening.
Right.
In some way. It may not be on like a TV, like how most people would picture it. Like it's just blatantly in your face. But you also have to deal with, you have to reconcile that in with the occult that we've caught our government participating in. And that's where all this comes together, the spirituality, the science, because science and metaphysics used to be the same thing.
Right, right.
We're ultimately saying this is why our quantum episode is the highest downloaded episode we got. But we're the occult guys. We're the metaphysic guys. But we understand science. And this is mainly why we're against the COVID shit going on right now. It's because we understand science. We just say the same thing. It's just different vocabulary. We use the old way of speaking. And the new science religion just uses different vocabulary.
Right.
Then that's it. They've figured it out to more an exact science.
They've got it labeled and named now instead of...
But our information comes from a different place.
Right.
It's like, crazy. As in, whether it be physical or interdimensional, we're getting information from something.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Not just algorithms and what...
Our information...
We know as...
We can grasp it due to the spiritual relevance. Because everything's really the same thing.
And they've already recently made that, like, discovery and announcement that, like, time exists, like, at all times, like, given. Like, mm-hmm. there, every event and time and event and every, like, thing is going on currently and not currently. Like, it's...
Yep.
It's
where a paradox. Time is not linear. It is...
Essentially, yeah. They just recently... I don't remember what college it was, but it was more recent. And, yeah, they just said that, like, all events are happening in the same time.
Right. It's all in the now.
Because
right.
there's no past or future. There's only the present.
Right.
Just like TV. Live TV. That isn't live. Nope. If there's a delay.
Mm.
So that's not...
That explains why Matthew McConaughey and like in Interstellar could move through all of the time and the different gravities and how time moved and everything like that and came back and was still his same age. Because he only maybe spent a couple weeks away and then came back and it was 120 years.
Well, so right. that if you says, include like, all the hibernation time and because the time it's all he about spent, the
time
in it was between. maybe...
Oh, I forgot like about hibernation year. To get to Saturn.
That's he was right. maybe like a couple, like the trip from Saturn took a couple years. So there's two. They probably spent a few months or whatever, however long it took them to get from planet to planet and the time they spent on each planet.
Yep.
So within 5 years.
Depending on how relevant right. it is.
Yeah. But my thing is like he was able to come back and still be the same age. So like.
Gravity did that. And because of the planets' sizes and the physics
right.
that were governing those planets.
Like the true physics that we've...
Right.
Right. Just like if yikes. You're moving at the speed of light, you're going to be aging slower than somebody
that's sitting here. Your
weight increases too. That's why like the faster you go, the heavier you are. It's like just basic physics and causes.
That's delayed. Fucking wild. Dude, all in Interstellar.
Dude, it's such a good fucking movie. It's easily one of the top 10 greatest movies ever made.
Yeah, it's fucking awesome. And visual effects are insane.
Dude, incredible.
Insane. Incredible. Like when they go through the wormhole. Oh my
God. Oh yeah. She's playing. The first time this happens, and you know what? Just a second. The first time it happens, they're going through the black hole. She's putting her hand.
They're going through the wormhole.
Yeah, the wormhole. She's putting her hand into a space-time ripple. So it's like yeah. Ooh, this is trippy, bro. You know, it's like eating some mushrooms right, or something. Yeah. Well, the second time she does it, she's passing through the field of the black hole. And Matthew McConaughey is between frames. He's in that higher dimension. And they're like seeing each other.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. It's Matthew McConaughey reaching through space-time and shaking her hand.
Oh, shit.
It's whenever then, he falls through the fifth dimension I think and it's, sees that frame.
It's that connection is what brought him back into the lower dimension.
Boom.
And he popped out at Saturn.
Wow.
Popped out at Saturn.
And dude, the black hole visual effects are fucking crazy. They explain it in the movie about why it is. It's a sphere and not a hole. And because it's three-dimensional, right?
It's three-dimensional, right?
Right. We live in a three-dimensional yeah. space,
and
so why would it...
through the three dimensions into the next dimension.
Right. Wild. Wild. That is fucking bananas.
But see, the thing is he... Matthew McConaughey ejected. Because he was trying to... They were trying to record data.
Right.
So she can have the data.
They had one more person, Lazarus, that went through it is what they called him. They said his name was Lazarus and he went through it, but he never popped out. So they sent him through the black hole and they had that documented. They talked about it in the movie. So they sent someone through, but they never found him. But they also hadn't fixed the cure to gravity yet to be orbiting Saturn, where their space station ends up orbiting at, is where Matthew McConaughey pops out at.
And him just knowing that is what helped him get through back into our reality.
Right.
Holy.
So he made sure to send his daughter the coordinates to
Saturn,
the location and the cure to gravity. And
by pulling on the time string.
And talking in Morse code.
That honestly doesn't sound too far-fetched.
Crazy.
Right? But see, with our realm of information that we dive into, we get it.
Yeah,
we're like, that's profound as fuck.
It so makes we've had sense. Some wild nerd that was stupid smart, figured it out, and now he's talking back in time and giving all the answers.
Either that or some fat fuck doing lines of adrenochrome off the fucking desk.
That'd be dope, too.
No, oh, dude, shit. No. Oh, no, Dilly. All right.
No, that, I mean, that all coincides with...
It's wild, man.
So interdimensional outside of that, aliens. We're not alone. No. How many races do you think there actually are?
Well, we know of almost 24 that the government admits. So at least that many.
Okay. Okay.
Now, if we're talking about an infinite universe and an infinite timelines, we have infinite races.
Right. Fair enough. So what do you... Well, my next question is going to go into like the Galactic Federation then.
Oh, dude, I don't.
So do you think it's like a team of aliens all together or one race as a whole creating the Federation that like set rules and regulations?
No, I think it's different. I think it's like Valerian.
Really?
Yep. Or, you know, like Guardians of the Galaxy, like Marvel Universe.
So I've heard you make that comment before, but that would be too wildly out of control. And that would explain some of our visits, but there would be a lot more like erratic visits from like, you know, you got to imagine they're not all civil. They've got to be having fun. There's got to be some kind of enjoyment, some younger age of maturity of some kind, you know, if they're a physical being. Because if there's multiple races, there's got to be some kind of physicality to some of them, you know. I assume some of them would be just strictly spiritual, you know. But there's got to be some physical aspect because some of them are going to populate planets, maybe, and they have locations. And so with them being physical, there has to be some form of like birth and rebirth or clone whatever. So there has to be some form of like immaturity somewhere as they grow. So when they would go to travel to planets and get space travel and stuff, wouldn't curiosity also be a part of their nature? Or have they like lost curiosity then? And
this is the thing, is that the Galactic Federation is consciously and spiritually vastly superior to us.
Fair enough.
Because once your society gets to that kind of level, like imagine us in 1,000,000 years. That's what they say the Pleiadians are.
Right.
They're 1,000,000 years more advanced than us or more.
We're not even a tier two. We're barely even a tier one.
Dude, we're dog shit on the scale of races. So they have a certain set of rules to play by. Okay. And the lizards, we'll just say Team Lizard, because whatever races or what, you know, the polarity of the Galactic Federation, all the bad guys, all the bad people working together, all the races, the lizards,
right,
the mantids, et cetera, et cetera. Everything is free game. And especially when you have the race's consent, when you have our consent, regardless of how you get it, it's like making a deal with the devil.
Right.
So you might go, I want to be the best guitarist in the world. Okay, well, here in 2 years, you're going to lose your hands in a saw accident.
Damn it.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Damn it.
There's always a repercussion.
The manipulation. And this is where it comes. This is how it bleeds into the mainstream media and what we see today.
Right.
Because they've manufactured consent. Because just like we were talking about Interstellar, they put the shit in your face and you eat it up.
Right.
Whether it's true or not. And the truth, if they frame everything in the what's the word I'm looking for? If they frame it with a facade of entertainment,
you'll eat it up.
You're going to go along with it and not even know. You're like, oh, it's just a movie. Right. They're like, oh, they fucking love that shit.
That's a good fucking movie.
Now let's try to work it into our plan. Because we know the end game. We already know where we're trying to go. We've done it before.
Right. We're doing it now.
Yeah. We just got to make certain shit happen.
So you think that that a group of higher beings are running or controlling, is that what to or some type of hierarchical system of like whether they be lizards or gray people or
right.
interdimensional or because the, you know, government even says that they're interdimensional.
Yes. There are interdimensional races.
So what do you think happens when you die then?
This is the thing. We'll get to that. We'll hold that thought. This is the thing is that I think the lizards are getting their orders from interdimensional. I think that's how the tiers go. Because the interdimensional evil beings are going to be privy to knowledge that the non-interdimensional beings aren't. Hence the between the frames scene in Interstellar.
Right.
Because you can't be seen.
But it goes both ways.
But you can't be seen.
It goes both ways. The good guys. Now, the Galactic Federation is just a peace treaty among the benevolent races. That, okay, we have hermetic law that we got to follow. And we have to hold the line of good. Because if not, then they're just going to get away with everything. But we can't just come down and intervene because this is actually what they want. The race, they've consented to all this, so there's nothing we can do.
And I think that goes back to like the Mayans and stuff consenting because there's no history of them being left on Earth or anything except for the buildings that were left behind. There's no skeletons. Like that entire race of people just disappeared. So I think that like it goes back to that because I agree with that. That they made some kind of an agreement or something and just left, but then we became like another experiment. Like they figured it out. They got the code right. They did something. They got the attention, and then they showed up and made a deal. And that was got the short end of the deal.
Maybe. You know, like with the Mayans and shit that goes into like Columbus and Cortez, and they did the same thing, but on a lower tier,
right?
Because they made them think that he was a god. They thought he was a god, Cortez.
Right.
So they did everything. Now, what did he do? He took all their strong, made them slaves, took them away. Now the weak are there to fend for themselves. They can't get food. They can't farm.
Right.
So they start dying, and they leave. Then thousands of years go by, and it's a jungle now.
Right.
To be discovered for another civilization.
I could see that. I could see that.
That's the same thing that has happened, but it goes all the way up to the top to interdimensional so beings, in my opinion, from what I've learned.
So, and that's kind of the same thing that I thought too, because I saw it as like the ominous aliens, whatever, came down to like, if you've noticed, like all the monuments, yeah, right there, all the monuments are in like beautiful places. They overlook beautiful water locations and stuff. And like, what if they were just visiting for like a good view and stuff, and they brought servants and shit and just left and left their servants. And they, like you said,
well, that's built
monuments waiting for people to come back to get them or something, like they cared or like worshipped and then slowly like died off because they didn't know how to farm. They didn't know how to do this or that and just phased away. And that's our history that we have of them.
No. Yeah. Wow.
Wild, right? Kind of a weird theory. I don't know.
No, I could see, because there are a lot of
like
locations that are just
Stonehenge,
like,
and what, if you look around Stonehenge, it's a beautiful area example. And it overlooks the water and it's just incredible. And it's randomly located. So, I mean, you know, pop up, relax, get away from work. I don't know.
You know, that type of thing, going from planet to planet. And right. If time is...
Because if you say it's like a linear and stuff, right. If you say it's like a Guardians of the Galaxy, there's going to be different tiers too. They're going to have different wealths and different, social standards and such.
There's still going to be individuals there.
Right. So who's to say that they didn't used to just come here for vacation and stuff as like,
well, I mean, that to relax. That's the whole story of the Anunnaki.
Right.
Is they came here, they made, what'd they fucking call us? The Gigi.
Nice.
That's what we're called in the Sumerian tablets, is the Ajiji. And then you have the Anunnaki, who its leader was Anu. And then you had Enki and Enlil, his sons. It's I can't remember which one is which. One brother is represented by the eagle, and the other is represented by the serpent. But the serpent is the good guy. The serpent is what was, whichever one it was, Enki or Enlil, wanted, okay, you made this conscious, intelligent race, because that's what we're originally made for, as a slave race to mine gold.
Right.
So, which doesn't make a whole lot of sense, but we're also talking about stories written by primitive men, essentially.
Right.
Thousands of years ago.
We could have been mining something else that it's not even on the planet. We could have executed that entirely, maybe, and that's why they left.
Maybe it's all metaphorical too.
Right.
So
right.
We just understand it in a literal sense because that's all we've got. But one of them, there was a war, okay? And that's why the serpent and the eagle is so prevalent. The serpent wanted us to have knowledge. This goes into the Bible. Want us to be free and have knowledge, and the eagle wanted to keep us a slave.
Fair enough.
That's why on the seal of the United States and on the dollar, there's a serpent in the talons of the eagle.
Interesting.
Now, this is also another thing, is that all the civilizations throughout history that have been a warring, conquering civilization from Rome to America and everything in between, their animal was always an eagle. And the generally peaceful, simple societies and civilizations always chose to be represented by the serpent.
Interesting.
So now we have this conundrum. Well, are the serpents good or bad?
Right.
Yikes.
You're kind of in between now.
Right. So now we have to figure out what is the misinformation here. Or maybe I've thought about this too. Here's a mind fuck for you. After this, we're going to take a break. What if the lizards are actually the good guys, who realize that to embrace hermetic law and embrace the polarity, and to achieve a certain goal, because that's what they're doing, whether they're good or bad, is, yes, shit has to happen.
Bro, people are going to die. Hang on, say it again. Because I think you've been watching CNN, because you just said that the lizards are the good guys.
No, that's what I said. But listen. What if they understand that certain things have to be done in order to get us to this enlightened state?
The next phase.
the next phase? What if they're just helping us evolve?
The problem is that's too far ahead of where we're at. We need to be at least like a type 2 or 3 civilization in order to achieve that goal. Like for like the power, like source power, that's going to be to need to like process all of that though.
Dylan.
Like,
but maybe we don't that's have what the Dylan, energy.
But where'd you learn that from?
Science.
You learned that from some other monkey, bro.
Fair enough.
But at the same time, what if all the mining for gold and stuff was for that source power? We know how gold is a good conductor.
I don't have it here anymore.
I'm not saying that the lizards are good, but it's crossed my mind. Maybe I'm wrong in the sense.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Maybe I'm taking the necessary sacrifices. Not all of you are going to make it.
Yeah.
Right.
Sucks for you guys, but this, you're the pawns in the game, unfortunately. It's part of the first
in your evolution,
level of evolution. Yeah.
This has to happen. So it's more of like a strict living father.
I know I'm not a lizard. We're not part of that race. What? It's for them, not us.
You do have a reptilian brain, though.
Fair enough. I do know that.
So we're going to take a quick break right quick. We'll be right back, folks. All right, we're back. In case y'all missed us,
we just got done talking about
Interstellar.
Yikes!
Yeah, that took 45 minutes of my life. Anyways,
oh okay, Gabe Jr., you fucking twat.
That was a shout out, actually. Dilly, what were you gonna say though?
I wanted to ask you guys what you think happens when you die.
Ooh, that is a good question.
You want to go first? But,
I mean, mine's pretty simple, man. I think that all life is precious, all life has meaning, and I think that when you die, that energy is just transformed into something else, whether it be a fucking caterpillar or, you know.
So you believe in like the rebirth process then, so your conscious goes somewhere else?
Our energy goes somewhere else, whether it be this dimension or raises to another dimension,
but it goes somewhere else. Got it.
I think so. I don't know, because it's hard to say, like, because what we see as ourselves is just perception of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? We tell stories in our head and shit on who we are.
Right.
So our perception of who we are is just that. It's the perception of it. So I don't know if it's our actual consciousness or if it's, you know, all of our chromosomes and all the information of who we are. All if that DNA makes sense.
That's right. Yeah. Okay.
You know.
Okay. Interesting. I can't argue that.
That's just how I feel. I don't know.
Mine's boring. I think it all stops. It's just, it's like going to sleep.
You know? That's the end of it.
That's it. That's the end of it. You know, you're just game over. If it's not a simulation and you wake up again, you know?
Like, what do you mean? Just like,
like a Matrix style, like you're being harvested by robots or something, you know? You like wake up again. I don't know. So
full simulation.
Potentially, yeah. Like it maybe like
it either stops or it's a simulation, is what you think.
Right.
Yeah.
You wake up again and like, you know, I don't know. Kind of like your rebirth kind of thing.
Right. Yeah. Different form, different
potentially, yeah. You might be something else, you know, if it's not a simulation.
I can see that. I can see that. Simulation is it's a good theory, my guy.
It's terrifying.
Yeah. It really is. What do you think? What do you think about that?
You ready for another 45 minutes of me wasting?
Oh, shit. Here we go.
Because no, I think it's multiple things.
What do you mean?
I think it's all the above, just like with everything else. Because in one aspect, because you're thinking about it linearly, like reincarnation automatically implies a linear time, right? So if time isn't linear, then it's just simultaneous incarnations. Also, everything not an incarnation is tied in with that as well.
So time out to contradict that. I think that if you were to be reincarnated, it would be at any given timeline.
But
so you might come back as like a woman in like 1780 harvesting and, you know, or something like that. You know,
yeah,
like,
we're saying the same thing. That's the same thing. Now, where else was I going to go with this? Shouldn't it hit it third time?
Fuck, dude.
That's how you get them pregnant. So
it's not funny.
Ooh,
so to go along with that, you also you have simultaneous incarnations, and I'm trying to fucking get my brain back going where I was going.
I'm sorry. Okay. Because I thought you were on the wavelength of saying, like, my stance was on the line of, like, you come back, but it's in, like, the next timeline. Like, I come into, like, birth at the next line in that timeline. And I'm saying on the fact that, like, when you potentially come...
Wait. What did you just say? Where you just jumped to the next timeline?
Yeah, like, so...
Okay, that's like exactly where I was going. Your death
becomes the birth of the next baby that timeline kind of thing. Like, it keeps rotating and coming through.
So, like... Example, if I were to go outside right now and a tiny little pea rock sized pebble asteroid flies through my head and kills me, I would just jump to the next timeline where that asteroid hit like right next to me and didn't kill me, or on the other side of the yard. Or it hit a plane.
So your consciousnesses are all running together, but you wait.
Because there's infinite timelines. And so we've got to this point,
and so we're conscious of it. So a meteor just crashed into this room and killed us all, but we just switched into the other timeline where it didn't.
Right. Like, example, that's a version of the Mandela effect.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's based in the Mandela effect. But I think it's all of the above. I think we're going to go somewhere else.
But what about the age?
Because our consciousness... Then? Isn't just our consciousness. Our consciousness is an expression of the whole consciousness.
Right. I agree with
that. So ultimately, I think you are just another incarnation of me. And you are. And they are. And we're all just... at the very top, we're all the same consciousness.
Right.
So the worst of the worst people are going to be the worst of the worst. And the best are going to be the best. And our consciousness mingle in between, right? Because there's pure evil people out there.
But they're just
in the sense of pure evil, and then the sense of.
But I also believe good. I also believe in karma too, and not like. I mean, yeah, kind of. It's on just different degrees,
depends. Of frequencies.
So if I'm super evil, if I'm Dr. Evil in this reality, my next. Reality is gonna be good, and if I'm super good, then I'm gonna be super bad, and you just bounce between that polarity, and that polarity is determined by your overall what piece of consciousness are you. So you're automatically predestined for certain things.
That okay? I mean,
you get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
on good and evil. Because if you're just bouncing on that wavelength.
So you're saying at any given.
At just depends on how far that pendulum swings out for you and where you're at. Does that make sense?
So if you're more neutral of a person, then you're going to stay kind of in that neutral area. You're not really going to swing too heavily. Right. And that's why we have a lot of middle ground people. And there's not.
That's why we got a lot of fucking NPCs, bro.
Yep.
Yep.
But we also choose our incarnations and we choose when to incarnate. And yeah.
Interesting.
So you think that goes all the way back to like the Akashic records, as you were saying, like that information goes to grand source, a grand library?
This is a thing. When we were talking about Interstellar and I said that our information just comes from a different place, it's that.
Okay.
Because we have a more of an established bond to the Akashic records, which is just around us. It's just the information that is coded all around us.
But that information is being consumed by something, right?
Right. Osmosis.
What do you mean?
Like if the whole osmosis thing, if you fall asleep with a book on your head, you'll wake up and you'll know what was in the book. That's not true. That's just an example I'm using right. to describe it.
I was going to say, I'm going to stack books on my head tonight. We're going to find out.
Well, you know what I mean? Hey. No, that's like an old joke. That's like an old joke about studying. You don't got to study. Just fall asleep with a book on your head and you'll wake up and you'll know.
That's hilarious.
Some people actually go to sleep with like listening to scriptures and shit and wake up.
Yeah. Yeah. I hear that does work.
I used to go to sleep listening to meditation.
Auditory.
Like meditation shit.
Right.
Auditory.
Binaural beats and stuff like that is because that helps tune you. The binaural beats and certain frequencies tune you. because that's all you are is a tune.
Yep. So riding those waves, riding those frequencies, the highs and the lows.
There's stories of people like going into like the desert in the middle of nowhere when there's like no wind, no breeze, no noise, no nothing, and hearing their own frequencies. You can hear your body hum. Yeah. They heard a humming and kept looking for this constant buzzing and humming. And then to find out, it comes from your body. Your body resonates at a frequency and it actually hums. It makes a noise and you can hear your body hum.
Everything.
Just like your heart.
It's making noise.
Wild. It's
crazy, right?
Yeah, that is wild. And I think that gives more credence to that there being interdimensional beings in different frequencies that are on these different
streams. There could now also at the same time, all dimensions occupy the same space. So there could be a fifth or sixth, seventh, eighth, 180 millionth density being here with us, and we wouldn't know it.
Right.
We can't even perceive outside of four.
And we know there's
that's what makes Interstellar so good, is because it puts it
into perspective.
Into perspective where you can understand it. It puts it into a fourth dimensional aspect because of all the different rooms. Now, this is something else I wanted to bring up that I forgot about, is that why was it just the rooms?
What do you mean in Interstellar?
In each little cube.
Love. They already said that. It was an attachment by emotion, because emotion is the only thing that can move through time and space and everything else.
Yeah. Now, that adds on to what I'm going to say, because that's why he only saw his daughter and his kids. So he can only perceive those realities.
A true emotion like that?
Right.
Because those are realities he's directly tied to. But why was it just the room?
Why wasn't the whole house?
Why was it just the room? It was put perfectly in these boxes. It's just like, you know, cubes.
For understanding, representation.
Well, also, nothing outside of what you're perceiving is there.
Right. Right. Because it is it's in the eye of the beholder.
Exactly.
I feel you.
Interstellar is a good fucking movie. That's why
you gotta watch it. It's dope.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. Yeah. Seriously.
I actually bought it. I own that bitch.
Do you? No, nice.
I love it.
Buying movies these days, it's
fucking
it's
better. I bought it when it came out. It came out a while back, long time ago.
Yeah, I can't believe I haven't seen it.
Dude, you gotta watch it tonight. It's on Hulu, I think.
Yeah. Seriously.
It's good.
So, anyways, we're talking about, did I answer y'all's question about what I think after death?
Kinda, yeah.
So it's everything. It's everything all at once. This, you, me, when we die, this just piece of me might go to sleep.
Right.
This perception of me, this understanding of me might go to sleep, and it becomes
unconscious. But what do your eyes open up to see on the next plane?
I think it just depends. Now, at the very top, I'd like to think I'm Dr. Manhattan.
Okay, fair enough. I love it.
An all-powerful light being,
right? Just okay, like an angel kind of thing,
with all the compassion, all the empathy. But also remember, Dr. Manhattan killed Rorschach so that New York could be blown up to save the world.
Goes both ways.
That goes back to necessary evils. And even the wisest, most powerful, most compassionate and empathetic being has to let this tragedy happen, because ultimately it's going to get us to where we need to be.
Fair enough.
I think Lex Luthor said it in that Batman movie, Batman vs. Superman, when he kills Superman. He's like, God cannot be all good because God has to make evil decisions, or something along those lines. Like, he says it like right before he like goes to like start the fight between the two.
Yeah.
He's forging the weapons or
who
something.
Who made the devil?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
That's heavy.
Mm-hmm. So yeah.
No, that is, that's fucking
some heavy shit, dude, for sure.
That's the wonderful intense thing about these movies though, right? Like shit time.
That's the thing, is you can always make an analogy to like a movie. You know, you always can, with all the information's there.
Yeah. Hollywood's just
our only representation of it.
The Illuminati.
Right? I mean, at some point it was a story or a theory or
maybe they're good too.
Whatever the case may be.
Maybe. Ooh. Maybe.
Ooh. No, they don't.
Maybe burning kids alive is evil, what you do to keep the spirits away. Ooh, I don't know.
Yikes.
But now, what if, okay, to go off of that, what if we're just attributing the actions of one group to that, blaming another group because we think they're all together and they're actually not? So what if some of these evil groups are actually good groups? They just get the blame because we instinctually
we're being blinded. Them in.
Right. Right. So it's good secret societies versus evil secret societies.
Right.
And if there's good lizards and bad lizards.
I mean,
I'm just spitballing here. It's fun to think about.
Easy example is they still think that Knights Templars were, you know, a good cult, if that's what we want to call it or whatever.
No, they weren't though.
But you see what I'm saying? Yeah. But on the other parts of the world.
How they manipulate religion and the understanding of the Templars, people think that they're good.
Right.
When they're actually not.
They're
the precursor to the Illuminati.
Obviously a, you know, smaller scale, which, you know, is whatever. And their predecessors being the Rosicrucians and whatnot. Just people that are going to control more and more people, obviously.
Yeah, Jesuits. But and then all throughout time, now this is what gets fucked up. Like, well, you just said time doesn't. Guys, time is a part of our lower dimension.
It matters to us.
It's real because it's a part of our reality.
It binds us. That's our obstacle right now.
Yeah.
That's our. They've beaten that obstacle. Now we've got to get that
up. Now we're talking in a lower tier of conversation here is because during the timelines, groups can join and separate and go under new names and accept new members and carry on their traditions. And that's where we get today is a history of these societies and these backdoor dealings coming to fruition.
Mm-hmm. And it's all, I mean, obviously just bullshitting and spitballing at that point. But do you think that these are all aliens then? That we are all alien races then? That's what I'm going to say.
Oh, wait. Okay.
Because that, you know, that implies that there's a hierarchy regardless in every aspect of our perception, you know what I mean?
But there's also, you know, people think because I like claim anarchy in a way just for ease of conversation, but I'm not because I think you got to try to stay outside of boxes. And I think if you start putting yourself into boxes, you start fucking up. But they think I'm just completely against. I'm going to contradict myself, but they think I'm completely against it. Do I think authority can be good? Yes.
I mean, obviously.
If you get the right people in and they understand people, then it can be used for good. But the problem is that it eventually devolves. Absolute power corrupts absolutely.
Right.
So we want to break the cycle and change the way we live. We're going to have to change something, and that's going to be at the top. Problem is we're not dealing with a snake. We're dealing with a fucking hybrid or a hydra.
Multiple heads.
Right. And that's how they've structured themselves throughout history. Is so that even if one head gets cut off, don't worry, because you got replacements.
They've made the phrase before multiple times. So,
exactly. Look at Marvel, Hail Hydra.
I mean,
and that's exactly what happened too. Mm-hmm. I know we've been kind of having these random podcasts here lately, but we've also been trying to do some shit on the side. For the podcast, as far as collabs with others, we're still waiting to work that out. But our first episode back, I want it to be about Nazi occultism, and we can go into that kind of stuff. It's just doing some of these little side projects and getting some of the side shit worked out is distracted us from the content. And I don't think the content suffered. I mean, you still get to hear the same conversations, but you know, it's just off the top of our heads and not planned out. I suck at planning shit. So if I have to read shit off of my fucking phone or a piece of paper, I think I sound like a fucking idiot.
You do.
Yeah. So I don't like doing that. I'd rather just learn about it and then we can go from there.
Yeah.
Because usually it's the minutia that gets fucked up anyways when you're dealing with topics like that.
Right.
So it's like, okay, we'll just look up whatever the right date is.
Right.
It's usually the dates, actually. That's fucking,
mm-hmm.
like you said earlier about Pearl Harbor, you know?
Right.
It's like, shit. Dates, my guy. Fuck.
Fuck it.
So what do you think of the little Tic Tac ships that came, that they finally released the shit on? What do you think that bitch was?
And David Fravor?
Yeah, that thing.
We're dealing with multiple different races. Who knows how many?
Right.
Are they all going to drive the same BMW?
Right.
What the fuck? I
mean, yeah, I agree.
So who it was, I have no fucking idea. Maybe his name was Austin.
Do you, like a reason behind it, you know? Like, you think it was like a scout or like, because it hung out and came back multiple times and there was like a bunch of different reports on it.
Now, I think if they can make their presence known, and the plan right now is just exposure and to try to ease into desensitization of all the things, and that's coming from the both good and evil sides, but just making themselves seen is going to change. It changed my life just seeing this shit.
I don't know. I feel like the technology that, if they have this type of technology that is that advanced, wouldn't you believe that they have cloaking devices? I mean, yeah. Come on.
Right.
Yeah, but there's also,
if they're that far advanced, you don't think that they're going to have the simple cloak?
It's both, because we have
we see it happen in nature, though, with lions and fucking zebras and stuff. You know, come on. They use chameleon effects.
Yeah,
you wouldn't think that they're
got instances in of both.
What do you mean? Of just,
I think they just, it's their discretion.
If they it want depends you to on see what them.
They're doing. But we also, some races also have the ability, for example, the Pleiadians. I can't remember her name, but there was this woman who claimed that she was a constant contactee from the Pleiadians. And they allowed her to take a picture of their ship. But in the picture, it was over a tree. Well, the radiation or whatever from their ship killed the tree. So what they did was they took the seed. They went back to whenever the tree was seeded and moved the seed to the other side of the pond. And she noticed it whenever she was digging through pictures or whatever and found that picture or something like that. She realized that there's supposed to be a tree there. And now she was asking people and showing people the photo like she knew locally. And they're like, no, the tree's always been there. But I have a picture of the tree being right here.
Wow.
So it depends on who you're dealing with, on how they're going to conduct themselves and how they're going to do shit.
Hmm.
This goes in with the lumping, with the Illuminati shit. If we're going to apply attributes of one race to another, then it doesn't make any sense, because we see so many different types of ships, cloaking devices, non-cloaking devices, flying formations, colors, sizes,
shapes, all kinds of different shit.
We're dealing with infinitely complicated subjects.
I could see that. I could see that there's just so many different variables.
Just too many variables. And we're dumb monkeys, bro.
Yeah.
And if somebody like me, who's exposed himself so much to this kind of shit, I can't even wrap my head around it. You know, it's impossible to perceive infinity.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe one day when I'm Dr. Manhattan.
Maybe. Hey, keep working on it.
Hey, bro.
See, I think it's more likely that a tier 3 is going to show up and try to like farm our sun, and then we're going to kind of get wiped. Because I think of it like, because we already got a picture of a fucking mega structure around a sun.
Do we? I haven't seen.
Yeah, it was like bars. It looked crazy. It was like bars, like some fucking halo. Yeah, like a halo around a sun.
We found it,
and it's not like a complete halo. It's just like bars, like a bunch of bars that are all around this sun, and it's a still image. But
it's
like,
not like a solar flare.
Nah, bro. It was like perfect fucking rectangles, bro. Like perfect fucking rectangles. It was crazy, and they can't solve it. They don't know what it is.
Too far away, we don't know.
But there is the theory of the Dyson sphere. And what that is like essentially we create this giant shell that goes around the sun and harnesses all of the energy from it. So like the explanation is like a tier one civilization can feed off of the planet's energy. You can now harvest the energy of the planet to fuel your civilization. We're kind of at that point. We use some of the materials on our planet, but we don't use the planet itself to fuel our stuff. So we're not quite there.
I'm stuck on solar.
Some people will argue and say that we do harvest it and we're closer to a tier two. A tier two civilization then branches out from its planet and harvests from nearby planets. And then a tier three can harvest the energy of the entire solar system, the sun.
Okay.
And then a tier four can then harness the power of an entire galaxy. And then they're saying there's even more that can do like an entire like universe. So like
we're infinite living inside.
That's
what's, scale
yeah,
of,
that's what's to say we're living inside of like a shell of a universe kind of thing.
And also and like, down to the minute kind of
keeps
things.
Rolling. Right.
Because down to the atom.
Right. So they found a Dyson sphere. So my thought is like, I would think that it wouldn't be a good show when like a fleet of aliens shows up.
Right.
Like if you see something big coming, then it's definitely not going to be good.
Right.
Because they're going to need
at that point
significant levels of energy to power whatever they've got. And that's probably not everything that they are. So now that we have that picture, like aliens don't necessarily seem like an awesome idea because if they're coming from far away,
they're going to have to harness some right, type of energy.
And they're not going to give us two blinks of an eye because think of it this way. Squirrels live in trees, you know?
Right.
When we harvest a forest and kill all the trees, we don't really think about squirrels. We're just getting the resources that we need. We're literally going to be the squirrel in the forest.
We are the squirrel in the forest.
According to...
Yikes.
According to Carl Sagan, we're about to integrate to a type one.
So we're going to start officially harvesting the energy of our planet.
Here, I got it right here.
Which would make sense if the core is magma.
But that's a huge breakthrough. Like that is the next tier. That is the first tier of evolution that we would find. We're not evolved at this point. And that's why I think we're limited on contact.
Exactly. A type one civilization, also called a planetary civilization, can use and store all of the energy available on its planet. A type two civilization, also called a stellar civilization, can use and control energy at the sail of its planetary system. A type three civilization is called a galactic civilization, can control energy at the scale of its entire host galaxy.
Which is essentially the sun.
Right.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
That's what I just kind of broke down right there.
Yeah, or whatever energy that you're using.
Yeah.
Because there are energy sources other than the sun.
Like
so ether. A black hole as well. But so
world eaters and shit.
Because a black hole generates more energy than a sun by tenfold. It eats suns.
Yeah.
So imagine a civilization that harnesses the power of a black hole and that energy level.
But wow. Now think about a black hole. If I don't know if they all have an outcome, like in Stellar, if like all black holes or like wormholes, right? Or maybe the exit is just in a wrong dimension,
another direct right.
Right, it could be anywhere.
Right, different planes.
So now, what if it sucks? Reality, in a, what if you're gonna... a black hole sucks in a sun, and it comes out? Say, a sun flies into the black hole that's next to Saturn. And now we have another sun and it completely decimates our solar system.
And that's assuming it stops.
Right.
It wouldn't just shoot out. Or if it
flies through.
Exactly.
Right. And it's
yikes,
just,
that's,
what if it's, okay.
Could you imagine just another sun coming to the outside of our solar system
we
and
have
passing
a small
by?
Sun.
Yep.
We're done.
It's
game over.
We found suns that are like a billion times larger than our sun.
Yeah.
Beyond that.
What
level.
If that motherfucker comes through a black hole and then it's as soon as it comes out, our entire solar system is done.
So yeah, dude, there's suns that are so big that makes our sun look like smaller than a blackhead on your face.
Yeah. We literally just found one here recently. Mm-hmm. The biggest star we found.
We have.
And it's, I mean.
Over like.
A billion times bigger than the Earth. Just I mean, then our sun.
Duck, duck, go
it's
this bitch
wild,
real quick.
Man. Fucking
dude,
wild.
It is absolutely wild.
God.
I might have shared that actually because we did just find
another like
the biggest one that in our perspective reality.
That's crazy. The idea of like how universe. Big some of this shit is that we mm-hmm. just can't even really fathom.
Man. No, not even.
The know, idea of us versus that, like on like a size.
Look how big our sun is in our sky.
It's crazy. Yeah. And
to imagine one that's literally a billion times bigger is like.
It's crazy.
NASA has discovered more than 30. I don't know when this date is. More than 3,200 stars with planets orbiting them in our galaxy.
Wow.
Yep.
And we're at the very tip of the Milky Way of one of the spirals.
Did you hear that our spiral arm broke off? Do you see that?
No.
The Milky Way spiral arm broke off and our like what we see in the sky is going to be changing now, like pretty rapidly.
What?
Are we going to fly into Andromeda by ourselves? Or yeah, are we going to escape Andromeda?
That's legitimately happening. So astronomers discovered that about 2 or 3 months ago, I believe. Spiral arm is like detached.
Maybe we're going to... The new age is a new galaxy.
Crazy. Because it's always been one solid arm together, like floating through space, doing its thing, and it broke apart, broke in half.
Wow, I did not hear that.
Yeah,
that
is our crazy. The spiral arm in the Milky Way galaxy broke apart.
Wow. That is fuck, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, if any of these things are real and they happen like that, like, it seems catastrophic and
yeah, it was a
gravity being pulled one way or the other.
Means. I just know that like our night sky is supposed to be changing and stuff like that too. And star locations have changed a little bit and like shit moved around. I don't really know if it was like a cosmic event or something. I don't know. Or if it was like a slow gradual thing over time. I don't know.
Yeah. But
just recently I read that like the spiral arm is like broken off. So and that's there's scary. A couple like stars or something that were like relocated or burnt up or something. I don't know exactly, but it's kind of crazy, a little alarming.
And if something went through our, not through our solar system, but
here we go,
through a little galaxy, bit, a little, yeah, through our galaxy that was big.
I got it like right that here. This and is on NASA's website.
I wonder what would happen with, you know,
like us.
Yeah.
Like it's going to change our assuming gravitational we don't pools get, and affect our rotation.
Assuming
Earth,
we don't get burned up.
Our waters, our moon, like. Our moon's what keeps our current in our ocean that keeps the fish fucking alive. If that goes away, like.
Holy. Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what's at the center of our galaxy is a black hole. That's why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a spiral.
Yep.
Okay. I got this right here. Astronomer. This is on NASA's website. Astronomers find a break that's in quotes in one of the Milky Way spiral arms. The newly discovered feature offers insight into the large-scale structure of our galaxy, which is difficult to study from Earth's position inside it. Scientists have spotted a previously unrecognized feature of our Milky Way galaxy. A contingent of young stars and star-forming gas clouds is sticking out of one of the Milky Way spiral arms, like a splinter poking out from a plank of wood. Stretching some 3,000 light years, this is the first major structure identified with the orientation so dramatically different than the arms.
Wow.
So something big changed in space.
Yeah. Yeah.
Something big happened. It's crazy, though.
Wow.
Billions and billions and billions of light years away. Like, we'll never really feel the repercussions or changes of that. But, like,
I think this is a, like, for to scale. Okay. This picture. A contingent of stars and star-forming clouds was found jutting out from the Milky Way Sagittarius arm. The insert shows the size of the structure in distance from the sun. Oh, it's a comparison. That's why I'm like, what the fuck? This splinter would... It's basically... I don't know. It kind of looks like from us to Jupiter or some shit. That's how big this gas cloud is.
That's wild.
That's yeah, huge. They go into how stars are being made, and oh my god, there's the realm of information of what we know is so far.
Well, did you greater know our than universe anybody is would ever starting know? To slow down? Has slowed down on the transformation of stars, and it's going to slowly burn out over the next like billions of years. So like when the universe was created, boom, big bang, wow, everything happens. It's all growing and expanding and constant growth and growing up. And now we're actually on the downhill of growth because it used to be like a billion stars per second were growing and just constantly spawning. And now within our own galaxy, it used to be that number, and now it's only like 3 per like billion years or something that are so formed. So it's in, slowly slowing down, and they're going to burn out, and then space is going to be
go we're dark. Only going to our entire civilization and race is going to be alive and around for less than a second of it.
Yep.
Yikes. Yikes. Because the true energy is ether, right?
Unless we somehow
pulling
get
it from
to
the
population control, live on a space station, have perfect resource like rejuvenation, recycle situation where there's no waste and constant living, there's but no way that we would ever make it.
But even at that point, would it just the next Big Bang happen or whatever?
Would it? Yeah, because space is expanding. But it's slowing down in its expansion. So when it stops expanding,
maybe it just starts over.
That's yikes! Maybe, into another black
maybe
hole.
Maybe it implodes and comes out the other way.
Boom!
Like you were born, right? Ass backwards.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead.
Inside out.
That's what happens when I eat Taco Bell.
Yeah. Right. Fuck. Taco hell. Seriously.
I actually don't eat Taco Bell. All
right.
Shit's I don't blame you, bro.
Sometimes.
No. Very, very rarely.
Very rarely.
Very rarely.
It's only like, man, I fucking...
If I'm going to go to Taco Bell, I'm going to go to Poncho's.
Spend $5 and buy the whole menu. Don't get me wrong, but like, none of it's good.
All right.
You guys want to take a break real quick?
I don't care. I figured we'd wrap up pretty soon.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
And he's not aware of anything and then somehow become, like, is aware? I don't know, because they bring him into the Matrix and he offers him like the blue pill or the red pill and he's like taking blue pills every day. So I don't know if it's like he brought himself out of the Matrix and put himself back in
and it's
to
like
just get away,
Neo's
maybe.
Coming back and forth.
Right. So then they bring him back in or something and he like the Morpheus brings him back into the room where like they fight or whatever and he fucks his shit up like Neo does. He like boom and like blows the whole building up and like throws him like far away and shit.
But it's not like actual Morpheus.
Right.
It's like a different
Morpheus. It's a different Morpheus. It's Yeah, it's stupid.
When's that come out?
I don't know.
Don't know? Damn.
But it looked interesting. I watched the trailer.
Yeah, it sounds good.
I watched the trailer.
I think it's like September. Phenomenal. No. Maybe.
This is September.
It is September. Maybe, I don't know.
Maybe November, pretty soon, October, though? November. Yeah, it's got to be if they're having trailers launched and shit. But right. I don't know if it's like way early in the beginning or what. I don't know.
That would be fun.
But it looked interesting.
Sounds good. Seriously.
Yo, welcome back to P3. We're talking about the new Matrix movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, Purple Pill.
Kind of
jumping I around. Watched some fan theory stuff. Because like there's a YouTube channel called The Matrix Explained, and they go in like super deep on all this shit and theorize and make predictions. Like it's just one of those type.
Good fan theory.
Yeah. And obviously they're still in The Matrix.
Right.
So.
Like plugged in to The Matrix, plugged
exactly,
in?
Exactly. And that was part of the deal when to save Neo to put him back in the Matrix.
Yep.
That's why him and Trinity. Have you seen the trailer?
I have not seen the trailer. That's why I was.
Him and Trinity are in like a coffee shop and they're like, I know you from somewhere.
Yeah. They both like recognize each other but don't have the memory of it.
Yeah.
Oh,
and there's
shit.
Like scenes of Neo taking the blue pill like as like medication in a medication mm-hmm. bottle. And then he like
antidepressants.
Relapses or something and dumps them all in the sink. And then out of nowhere, the next scene is like Morpheus offering him like the blue and the red pill.
And he takes the red pill.
And he takes the red pill.
Oh, fuck.
And then they're fighting. He's like, you not know who I am?
Yep.
And Neo says that to Morpheus. Like, do you not know who I am? And beats the shit out of Morpheus.
Yeah. Yeah, beats the shit out of Morpheus, dude. It's dope.
Yo, that sounds... Yeah, that sounds awesome. New Matrix. That's fucking awesome.
But now at the end of Revolutions, it started off with the Oracle and the Architect in the New Matrix. Mm-hmm. And they even explained that that's why it doesn't look all green. Doesn't have the green tint to it. Because in the other Matrixes, that's how the visual cue that they were in the Matrix was the green tint.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's not this.
But it's not anymore.
And why is it not?
It's a new Matrix.
Right.
It's a new Matrix.
Because
the robots.
That's where Revolutions, they didn't destroy it.
They destroyed
the robots.
That's right.
So the machines used Neo to eliminate Smith and it restarted the Matrix.
With a new architect and a new...
No, it's the same architect.
Same architect.
Right.
Oh.
Because the architect and the Oracle, at the end of the third one, they were sitting there and they were talking about, you know, it's basically the dawn of a new day.
Yikes.
A simulation.
Yeah. But crazy. Now the weird thing is that Smith is still in the Matrix. So how all that worked, I don't know.
Hopefully,
is he like contained or?
They're fighting him. They're fighting Smith and shit in the trailers. So
yeah.
Well, if it just restarted, right?
But now it goes into Neo not being the one.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
It is super interesting. The same YouTube channel has a video about this. But they are saying that Smith is actually the one.
How so?
Because Neo was bait for Smith so that the machines can get a hold of Smith because he was a rogue program. He was essentially a virus.
Wow.
So they just used Neo as bait because Neo was plugged into the machine, the head machine, whenever he integrated Smith. So Smith just went through Neo and into the main machine, the main database.
Oh, shit. That's what...
And then they restarted the Matrix, and Neo's in the Matrix because at the very end, he was already plugged into the Matrix.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck. Like...
It's crazy.
So...
Mind
Neo
fuck.
Wasn't
the time warps here. Like
Neo was kind of like a catalyst for the whole situation, but the integration of Smith is what he's the one, the code that has to, that will change everything.
Man, that's heavy too. Holy shit.
So Neo is more of just like the antivirus.
Damn. I have to look that up. Matrix explained. Dog's going I have to look that up. There.
So, yeah, it's super Seriously. Interesting. They'll explain a lot better than I did.
No, that's super interesting, my guy. Damn.
So, and also, they theorized that whenever they were in the real world, you know, like in Zion and on the ships and stuff, that was still the Matrix. Because Neo was using his superpowers, and you can only do that in the Matrix.
Right. Right. Holy shit, that honestly makes a lot of sense. So it's just another
level to the Matrix.
To the overall illusion.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm-mm. That is crazy, seriously.
So all they would have to do is just restart his code. Or reload the last save.
Essentially what they are trying to do, it seems like. It's a great reset.
Hey, dude.
I mean, I don't know.
Who do you think's running our simulation? The lizards? Because they're in our simulation then.
What do you think the simulation is?
That's a hell of a question too. I mean, it could be anything from like the Matrix version where we're just batteries being used to power some other civilization. Or it could be that we have a 14-year-old kid playing a video game and we are that video game. Or his Sims, his RPG.
By Roy.
Know? Yeah. So, I mean, it could be something like that, or it could be like a, what's that movie where the kid, it's all video game stuff, and they go log into the game, and that's
Ready Player One?
Yeah, something like that, you know?
See, I think there could be different ones. Games with inside of games. Code right. within code.
Right. Like levels. Like you get like an Inception kind of thing, you know, a dream within right. a dream within a dream. It can kind of like rabbit hole. It's a continuous simulation. Yep. You wake up and you go to the next simulation kind of thing.
On NBA 2K20, you can actually play NBA 2K in the game. type of.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Wild, you know what I mean?
Right, like you're playing a basketball game in a basketball game while you're playing a basketball game.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it is pretty fucking nuts, not gonna lie.
But I think the the Matrix movie, what it's talking about is the Matrix, the illusion, not the objective reality.
Right.
The illusion of everything.
Of what we've been made to think we are in society is, and how the whole political Hollywood, you know, all that shit. The whole alluding construct. To that, yes. The false reality.
Of founding fathers and all of those things.
Now, I think objective reality outside of that false reality, that illusion, there is a matrix, but it's not the same. Like it would ultimately look different.
Interesting.
Because it's just another reality inside of a separate, larger reality.
Right.
Still.
Wow. Same way that we look at different dimensions and stuff.
Exactly. Yeah.
And time.
Do I think you can escape
on top of each this other reality like that?
Into another? I don't think you can do that. I think you can escape the Illuminati matrix into the actual the true reality.
I think if you meditate you hard enough and concentrate hard enough, you can get into the, you know, that spiritual reality to the next potential.
What if that astral projection is just a part of that reality?
Right. But
no, like this reality.
Oh, this reality. It's just a branch of this reality, not stepping out of the simulation.
Right.
I mean, that's...
It's just another quest.
It's right. It's just another section within our reality. It's not actually like outside of like, the simulation.
Right. You're not going to get outside of our objective reality. Like what
right.
we actually are.
Right. That makes sense.
Essentially being stuck in the matrix.
It's another matrix just with different rules.
Right.
Right.
Different boundaries and mm-hmm. different physics and blah.
I mean, that's... And if you believe in aliens, then the manipulation of time and gravity, right?
Right.
All of that shit makes sense. Right? Because, I mean, that's what we're talking about here.
Well, everything comes down to numbers. And it just... this conversation is always a loop.
Yep. Right.
It always comes back to the same basic shit. And that itself is sacred geometry. And that's mm-hmm. what sacred geometry represents, is because everything's always at an ebb and flow and always coming back to itself. And right. the spiral, it's a Fibonacci sequence.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
The golden ratio.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes back down to, we're coming back into ourselves, and now it's frequency and energy and...
Right.
And following the science of physics, laws of physics, and the frequencies and stuff.
Right. And numbers. And that's how it's translated into something, the language that we can understand.
Right. Exactly.
It's kind of on a cosmic scale. Like, you know, our timeline is literally less than the blink of an eye on the cosmic
right,
timeline.
Right. Like, so yeah, we know
we're closer to the end of the universe than we are the beginning.
We know the universe is going to end, but that's in like 80 billion years yeah. or more.
Like beyond another time away. Like
we're not our civilization ain't going to make it outside of a billion, much right. less 80 But that's also the same bajillion. Thing
too, is like all those other civilizations that lived before us, you know?
Yeah.
Like that have lived and gone through and been extinct and been through the same level and of could have been extinction and
way more intelligent than us.
Beyond another level of advance. And they've exceeded their timeline, yep. you know?
And they've fizzled out just like we will.
But also being advanced doesn't mean having cell phones either.
Right. No. Right.
Total advanced literally comes down to an energy consumption level. That's what being advanced is your level of energy consumption and harvest ability. Like being able to utilize that large mass amount of energy. That's
being able to take those frequencies of energy and manipulate them in whichever fashion that creates and furthers your consciousness from going extinct and stuff.
Exactly. It's yep. your tier scale, your civilization tier scale. And that's exactly what that is. It's just based on how much energy you can harvest and use.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That's wild. You know what I mean? That really is.
Whenever we were talking about that, I looked at it and it was 13 minutes, 13 seconds.
Makes What's sense.
Like just numbers, bro. And numerology, I think, is like a hit or miss thing. It depends on how it's like where and how it's applied. Because I believe in some of the numerological stuff, but I don't believe some of it to be true either.
Right. I think a lot of it's been hidden from us.
Yeah.
And then it's been perceived as like booga booga type of stuff.
Like with gematria. It's
misinterpreted on multiple scales.
Right. Really is. You're like, okay, you just read into that. Like you're just making shit up.
Right. You're searching for patterns at this point.
Right. Type of Everything thing. Is patterns, but you can manipulate, just like with statistics, you can manipulate statistics, you can manipulate everything else.
Yeah. I mean, that's essentially where we're at with it, right?
Now, it doesn't change the world, but then again, it kind of does because you're changing people's perceptions. You're just fucking with the matrix. Outside of the matrix, we'd be like, dude, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With your bullshit.
Hey, shut the fuck up, nerd. Give me your lunch money.
Yeah, right. Shit. Watching the Chiefs game or something. The fuck?
Dude, are you trying to watch that game?
Yo, outside the matrix.
Outside the matrix?
Fully integrated with the matrix. Right? Fully integrated.
I'm sure we can probably wrap up here pretty soon, yeah?
Yeah.
Dive into it, you know?
Yeah, I hit the wrong button, so hopefully I don't get yelled at too much here.
Oh, you're getting yelled at.
All right, everybody.
Oh. Yo, Purple Pill Phenomena, we appreciate you guys.
Thanks for fucking listening. Make sure you like, share, subscribe. Tell all your friends. They probably already know about us, though.
Dilly Dilly, we appreciate you coming in, my guy.
Thanks for the invite.
Yeah, cool. Anytime, my guy.
It was fun.
Seriously.
So, all right, we're going to get out of here, everybody. We love you. Thank you for stopping by. Yada, yada, yada.
Much love. Appreciate you.
Hey, man, new fucking Matrix coming out soon. Be excited.
Yeah, right? Fucking come up with something.
All right. Love you. Bye.
Bye.